very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 22, Murray from Macquarie, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say in Yarnum Strong, you mob, too deadly. Now, health workforce lift for Northern Territory in Alice Springs. With that, we're going to catch up with Yarn now with Professor Dominic Upton, Pro Vice Chancellor for the Faculty of Health at CDU. Charles Darwin University on the line. We have Professor Dominic. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. How are you? I'm well, thank you.
Fantastic. I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a very important conversation. We're talking about health workforce lift for Northern Territory in Alice Springs. So give us a bit of background there, please.
Yeah, sure. Look, the Northern Territory health in all of our communities, particularly those in the First Nations communities, is pretty poor, and we need a good workforce. We need an educated workforce. We need a workforce across the whole of the health sector, and unfortunately, we haven't got that at the moment. We've got lots of problems trying to recruit people to the territory and get them to work in the territory and stay in the territory. But we all got together on Friday to talk about how best to achieve that.
Okay, and what did you come up with there, Professor?
Yeah, so, I mean, we had loads of stakeholders there, you know, so we had people from NT Health, we had people from AMSAN, people from IHAR, people from the Congress, down in Alice. And what we thought was a couple of things. Mm. One is we needed to start growing our own, so we needed to have good training opportunities for them. We needed to make sure...
And if you're talking First Nation communities, we're talking First Nation staff as well. When we're talking about black
that's
on black,
right. Yeah.
That's a powerful ingredient, isn't it?
Yeah, spot on. So we need to make sure that we get those First Nation students into our programs and that we can support them to make sure that they can come out and start working in those communities. Mm. So that's what we'll be trying to do, making sure that our programs are... culturally safe, that we can actually recruit people from those communities, support them, both when they're doing their studies and actually when they're on placement out there. So they go back and actually start doing that health work that's so important.
Yes. And if we've got non-Indigenous professional health staff, there's going to be cultural awareness as well at the table.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So we need to make sure that that's all embedded and people have got those skills and that knowledge base. And again, what we, you know, is really important to recognise that, you know, some of the cultural safety or some of the cultural understanding in Arunta country in Alice might be different from Larrakia country where I am here in Darwin. So, you know, we need to make sure that it's sort of really tailored appropriately.
Mm. And of course, you live on a beautiful platform when we're talking about wonders of the world, tourism. That could be a vehicle and draw card in people to working in the area, yes?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we do get. We do get people here, and sometimes that's really good news because they come up here. It's a beautiful place to live and to work. I love it here. And hopefully if they come here, they'll settle down some roots and they'll stay forever and really make a positive contribution. So that's what we're hoping.
Sure. We're talking across the table, and we're talking about the health workforce at all levels, professionals and what have you.
Yep. So, I mean, I think that's another interesting thing. You know, when you talk to people and they say, oh, health workforce, I think of doctors and nurses. Mm. But we want more than that. So we want, you know, speech pathologists, dietitians, Aboriginal health workers, the managers, the patient assistants, all of those. There are loads of career opportunities for a whole range of different folk. And that's what we're trying to promote.
And if we're talking about closing the gap, then we need to fulfil the employment, the health workforce, don't we?
That's right. And I think that's fundamental. So we need First Nation clinicians, First Nation nurses, doctors, allied health specialists, all of those people, because they're going to be able to contribute to that closing the gap target. Mm. We have had some success, but not enough, and we need to keep going on that.
Would there be conversations with the government or the health minister in regarding maybe different brackets of funding for wages and increase if working in remote areas? Maybe that's an opportunity.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's certainly an initiative that the NT Health are actually looking at, you know, paying additional allowances for people that work rural and remote. That's not my area. I'm from CDU, so I'm, I'm looking at training the
Of course.
The students. But that I know that, that they're doing that because I mentioned that at the symposium on Friday.
Well, the old saying, we are all in this together, are we not, Professor?
That's right, that's right, too right.
Fantastic. Well, listen, thank you very much for the yarn. And Tule, our mob out there across the country, you're listening in, national program. If you want changes in life, you've got to make changes in life. There's an opportunity working in the health force, health workforce in the Northern Territory. An opportunity. There it is, Professor Dominic.
Yep.
Giving you a plug there.
Yes, that's a brilliant, brilliant job. Excellent.
Thank you very much for the yarn. All the best to you. You take care and we'll talk soon.
Cheers. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Beautiful yarn there, Professor Dominic Upton, Pro Vice Chancellor for the Faculty of Health at CDU. So they're screaming out for health workforce in the Northern Territory. It needs to be lifted. Finding solutions to the dire challenges facing the health workforce in rural and remote areas to better support Territorians, particularly First Nations people, in the focus of symposium at the Convention Centre. And that was happening earlier today. So fantastic having that conversation. Yarny circle it is. But for mob out there, maybe you've been working in a health organisation, First Nation health organisation, you've been there for 10 years in the same place. Change is the engine of growth. Maybe a change. Apply for a job, go Northern Territory. I don't want to get rid of the mob here for working this area or whatever, but like I said, it's good for the individual as well, picking up more experiences. And look, you're helping your mob anyway, whichever way you go. Thank you for the daily yarn here on your daily program, National Talk Black, and the one-hour program here at BBM, Bama Bipa Media, First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM 98.7 FM. National Talk Black goes across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. To daily mob.
It's easier than saying it's complicated, and I hear you loud and clear when you say I'm overreacting, just sick of you asking me over and over, then tell me it's over when I say it's complicated, when I don't.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
I'd like to thank Uncle Archie and my sisters, Titters, Dan Sultan, Kev Comedy, paving the way for me and many to stand up tall, young, black and deadly. I'm proud and ready. I'm the black prince to many, like Michael Long kicking goals on that telly. Yup, change that day, I'll change your mind, boy. Perspective, your way of life you may deny. I promise if we get this right, we'll be living in our day where our days are fine. But it makes me sad that we can't understand all this pain from stealing the land. And I'm a proud Aboriginal man. That's why I got our flag tattooed on my hand. Cause we're the oldest in civilization, yet we're the coldest in a hypocritical nation. So I'm waiting for the day that you're proud. All my people not mistaking us as patients on a race it and never answer minimal information.
A black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan. A black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. My man.
I was floating down this river and looked out the side, and I saw all this land get took. And yeah, I'm sick of all these white fellas thinking that they know better when they knew never. Yeah, and man, I stand up for what I believe. That's the answer, question time. Freedom of speech with a plan, but that's why I stand pants down with my hands up, bruh. I get asked about 3 times a week if I'm Aboriginal, but see, don't matter what the colour of your skin, where you've been, brother. Written in my blood, black history, brother. And I can feel it, man, the energy, the synergy. You mimic me, deep down the truth is you're sick of me. Napalina, Kuparuna, Niara, I'm from a Tulumpanga, Larapuna, yeah, Luchawitza. Love for Larrakia and NT, Noongars West, Curries, Murrays. All that love for all the Ghana mob in SA. They understand what I say, cause I talk like it.
Taking all of our money as we're walking out the door, and they're leaving all of their loving, and she's telling him to let go. You can see it in the writing as we read it on your wall. She's a devil in disguise, and I'm a pawn to a lust, pawn to a love. Cause a black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan. A black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. My man, na 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 na. Black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan. A black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan. A black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan. Black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan. Black swan, black swan, black swan. Black swan, black swan. Black swan.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindingi Country. That's BB and Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, First Nation women gather at National Summit. A new summit will bring together over 200 Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander women, including those who identify as cis, trans and non-binary, into an arena of decision-making with a diverse range of private and public stakeholders. The theme, We Are the Change. And with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn there with Deadly Sisters. Stella DeCoste is the Director of Community and Customer Experience at IBA. And on the line, we have Stella. Good morning, sister. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Thanks, Trevor. I'm Stella. I'm a Southern Urundah woman. So all my family are in Central Desert, Alice Springs, down to South Australia, Oodnadatta. I live on beautiful Ngunnawal Ngarrindjeri country here in Canberra.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you very much, and big shout to those beautiful footprints. First Nation women gather at National Summit. My sister, as a male, it saddens me to hear that this is the inaugural first summit, national, for our sisters out there. This should have been happening 30, 40, 50 odd years ago, but it's happening, which is fantastic. And look, it's a beautiful platform. Girls can do anything, Stella.
Yes, they can, and they grow to strong women.
Yes. So tell us about this fantastic summit, and open for all women from all industries, young and old.
Yes. So the National Summit, the First Nations Women's Summit, it's led by the our Australian Human Rights Commissioner, the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Human Rights Commissioner, the wonderful June Oscar.
Yes.
This has been something that she's been leading for decades, so it's gender, justice and equality, and the summit is the second stage of the Waiani Yutangini Women's Voices Project, in which the Commissioner has spoken to more than 2,500 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women and girls across our beautiful nation to hear about gender equality, justice, segregation, and what's important to our women and girls in leading change into the future. And so the summit is the next stage of bringing all our women and girls together to create a national plan and to elevate our voices.
Powerful. And look, hats off to Aunty June Oscar, AO. She leads from the front and shoots from the hips, and fantastic. And so the summit is open to all our sisters out there. How do they get in touch in regarding getting tickets for those?
Yeah, so the summit's open to all First Nation women and girls. The first day of the summit is specifically for youth and young people, and they will work on their plan. And registration can be done through either the Australian Human Rights Commission's website, and they'll have a link to the Waiani Yutangini Women's Voices Project, or on our website, so iba.gov.au, we have the link up. Very simple form and process. Women can click on and register. There are sponsored delegates positions from the Human Rights Commission.
Yes.
IBA are also sponsoring some delegates to attend through that process. We're focusing on women from remote and regional locations to help them provide access to come in. And there's also opportunity for women that can self-fund themselves to attend the summit, that they can register as well.
So they can come as an individual? They don't have to be part of an organisation or a company or something?
No, not at all.
Fantastic.
Representing their community, their families, their organisations, if that's what they choose. But we really want to see, in the Human Rights Commission, the social justice team really want to have that presence of all of our women and girls, as many as they can get into Canberra.
My sister, I'm a strong advocate for all our deadly women out there. We need more women in power, in leader positions, whether it be managers, CEO, chairpersons, whatever the case may be. But if you look at that space, our sisters, it's a double whammy, isn't it? The fact that they're a woman, but the fact that they're a black woman. And that stinks, isn't it? Doesn't it?
Yes, it really does. There are so many systemic blockages and barriers to our women exceeding into leadership positions across lots of different sectors. And the barriers, the struggles, I guess, and challenges of how we manage family, community, responsibility, that it does make it challenging. We see some amazing women, though, leading the way in this space. And we just have to look at even just the ministers and senators that we have representing in Parliament at the moment to see how advanced and how strong our women are. And I think at these types of summits and these conversations more broadly, taking that responsibility out into communities to support our women to elevate, and for our girls to see elevated women, to know that this is something they can achieve, these goals, and reach the highest pinnacles, expectations of whatever they want to do, whether it's in education, whether it's in their own community, whether it's in owning a business. We have amazing women in our at IBA now, Strong Women, Strong Business Network, strong community leaders, strong women leading successful, diverse businesses all over Australia.
And when you look at it, success breeds success. And this platform creates that space where other sisters get empowered by sisters who are doing their own thing, or on a national level or community level. And it is empowering, isn't it?
That's exactly it. We use this term often, you can't be what you can't see. And we see this just an amazing young, bright young people we see coming through. We've seen it through the Aid Through Our Futures Forum. I see it in my communities. I see it in my family. Their expectations are high of themselves, and because they're set by the women that are leading in their families, their mums, their aunts, their grandmas that are leading and change and reaching high levels themselves. So we can do anything, and our young people can see us do anything as well.
Yes.
We're growing in strength and boldness in that way as well.
Exactly. The fact that this is an inaugural event of First Nation Women Gathering at National Summit, this should be an annual, ongoing thing. Is that the push for it? Or where do we go from here? I mean, you're funding to do this.
Yeah, so because it's a Human Rights Commission initiative, I know that from this, Commissioner Oscar wants to develop a national plan for women, and it's in all areas of safety, empowerment, justice and equality.
Mm.
I know she would love, IBA would love to be able to support something from an annual basis, but this is really just the starting point for what
of
can
course.
Evolve into something more annually as well. And there are amazing First Nation women networks all over the country that will come together that will carry this voice and message. And
yes.
so I'm sure there'll be opportunity for other similar summits moving forward as well.
I see our first black female Prime Minister coming.
Yes, yes, it has to be.
Watch the space.
There are, yes.
Too deadly, Stella.
I can feel it.
Thank you very much for the congratulations. Please do keep in touch. Keep us in mind regarding this vehicle and promoting and what you're doing, and also interviews to our deadly sisters who are at the summit. But thank you for the yarn, and we'll talk soon, Stella.
Thank you, Trevor. Thanks for sharing this amazing opportunity. You take care and have a fantastic day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Beautiful yarn. Stella DeCoste, her name is, Director of Community and Customer Experience at IBA, but also leading the way with the First Nations Women Gather at National Summit. It's a new summit, and it'll bring together over 200 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women, including those who identify as CIS, trans and non-binary, into an arena of decision-making with a diverse range of private and public stakeholders. Too deadly. And hats off to Aunty June Oscar, AO, leading the way, the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner, at the Australian Human Rights Commission, and that's the importance of forums like this for the First Nations women to be heard and create the action forward. Here. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
Who is this doing this? The funky brother from the Baramish. It's the who's out on the west side doing his thing and his thing. And this thing that I bring is gon' bangry bamboozling. This ain't no gambling thing, I'm giving up for real. Cuz how does it feel? Cuz I got to grow on barrel boys to feed. And every minute for my family is an hour of need. So what? You can handle the truth. Face my reality. To rely at least off your happy little memories and crush the crown. I'm never bound to the academy. Who wanna come battle me? The native microphone title holder. The Northeast roller coaster. Oh yes, I'm rolling with the punches and I'm holding them back. Black, lyrical lobotomy with a frontal attack. Here is irreputable. Black is beautiful. My flow is in a genetical aboriginal. Servers like medical from the urban original to the outback traditional. YRMC's in control, so you can let them know, hey, who is this doing this? I'm just a funky brother from the Baramish. It's the who's that on the west side doing his thing and his thing. And this thing that I ring is gon' bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gambling thing, I'm giving up for real. Cuz how does it feel? Cuz it's the who's out on the west side doing his thing and his thing. And this thing that I bring is gon' bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gambling thing, I'm giving up for real. Cuz how does it feel? Cuz now money ain't nothing for that brother who never had none. So this is not about the wallong. Even though I got the bills to kill, I got the skills to spill. You know I can't stand still. All the way from Barraville to Broadway. Found my thrills, getting it on and doing it my way. Traveling back roads and byways on the town. Underground, hip-hop highway. Now by the way, what I mean is what I say. Is what I eat, fresh food for the thought. Music is my recipe. Like these two honey, money attracts a lot of clones. Like an original flows. But this is not about the money or the fame. So please forget my name already. Inviting all the mob to the after party with the freshest of the fresh, the dopest, no hocus pocus. Super color brother linguist bringing this explosive. Energetical monster plan, I coach and your program. It's the who's out on the west side doing his thing and his thing. And this thing that I ring is gon' bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gambling thing, I'm giving up for real. Cuz how does it feel? Cuz
As to who's out on the west side doing his thing and his thing. And this thing that I bring is gonna bang me bamboos a ling. This ain't no game, I think I'm giving up for real. Cause how does it feel, cause been here before, here I come again. Swinging it like a ball, bouncing off a padded ball. With a method to my madness, I will catch it, let it fall. Here's the call, come on, come on. I'm bringing original fat beat back rhymes from the mind of a survivor. Staying alive for more than 40,000 Saturday nights. But don't call me Travolta when I'm on the mic. I shine like the night, I'm black fall as time. I arrive, rocking it up and locking it down. I'm bringing it tight, alright. I think it's time to like turn down these lights. Turn your lights down low. It's the who's out on the watch. I'm doing this thing and this thing. And this thing that I bring is gonna bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gamma thing, I'm giving up for real. Cause how does it feel, cause it's the who's out on the watch. I'm doing this thing and this thing. And this thing that I bring is gonna bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gamma thing, I'm giving up for real. Cause how does it feel, cause booty gunga ways on these rhymes, I sleep tight. Many out there like bed bugs trying to bite. But you be needing teeth tougher than Mrs. Marsh to get a bite on my style. Champion radio riders, could not really rock, 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 rock my wild style. Yeah, with just a flick of the wrist, twist of this tongue. I'm throwing up all comers one by one, step by step. By the time I'm done, I'm making everybody run. Come, join the party for your right to fight for freedom.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, CBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumper Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. You can have your Sabre calling from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, Landcare Australia launches new National First Nations Initiative. That's the inaugural National Custodians of Country Conferences, bringing together traditional owners, First Nation land and seeing managers from across Australia and the new National First Nation Landcare Working Group. And at the conference, one of our keynote speakers, our deadly brother from up north here, Victor Stephenson, co-founder of Fire Sticks Alliance, going to have a yarn with him. Very good morning, Victor. How are you, brother?
Yeah, good morning, Tim. How you going, brother?
Yeah, very good. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Vic?
I'm from Tuckalak Country in Cordon area, and so that's where I'm from in Far North Queensland, yeah, and currently working with Fire Sticks and, working with many communities nationally around Indigenous fire management and other things, yeah.
Look, it's fantastic that the Australian government is launching this. Well, Australia, the Landcare Australia, is launching this fantastic inaugural national conference, First Nations Initiative. We are professors in all fields, aren't we, as black people, 60,000 years. And when we're talking about looking after country, fire is a tool. Just give us a bit of background regarding the Fire Sticks Alliance and you being a co-founder and you're working in this space, please, brother.
Yeah, well, as we've been running the National Indigenous Fire Workshop for about 12 years, the last 12 years, and worked with communities. And, and that's been bringing fire into this nation and understanding, that Indigenous knowledge around fire is crucial to managing our environment into the future. And but time's passed on and, we need to be involving everything into this. And not only is fire, important land management tool, over thousands of years for Aboriginal people, but it's also all the other stuff around the water.
Yes.
The way that the land was harvested, vegetation, the understanding of the soil, the seasons and the trees, but not only around the environment, how that also feeds into community well-being and opportunities around education and social enterprise and just basically, cultural identity and well-being. And that's why we're, moving to custodians of country and involving every aspect of, Aboriginal culture and demonstrating those values, and how they fit into the modern world today.
Are you finding that government, if not organisations, national parks, we're talking even firefighters, are they open to the conversation, to what we got at the table?
Look, things have changed a lot, since 33 years ago when we lit up first fires illegally, up in the north trying to get, some sort of say into managing the land. And, we've seen, a lot of areas around the country that are really getting TOs to burn without any supervision from, from the Western ways. But we also have other areas that are still got a long way to go. And, and when we look at the overall arching nationally, what this country and the leadership of this country is addressing, Indigenous knowledge into the management of this country, we still have a long way to go there too. So, it's unfortunate, but since those wildfires down south, you would have thought that we would have had massive programs and seeing Indigenous people at the round table, making new decisions and managing the land, but we haven't seen any of that yet, and we still got to keep pushing, unfortunately.
Well, exactly, and when you look at the so-called fatalities that happen in so-called fires in this country, if not the world, towns and cities, or mainly towns and community towns, burnt to smithereens, and people lost their houses and businesses, but also people lost their lives. You would think the government would embrace this space, would you not?
Well, that's it, and that's what they're doing. They're not investing in the future. They're not investing in the landscape and a healthy landscape. They're not investing in the next generations and what they're going to inherit into the future. And, all their processes are based on deficit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, we're losing billions of dollars in every catastrophic event. That feeds billion-dollar industry around, selling all their firefighting equipment and their ways of seeing the world. And, they don't want to involve Indigenous land management because, fixing the problem is not really about buying all their equipment safety and their ways of seeing things. It's really about just using box and matches and getting lots of jobs of people getting back on country, looking after it.
Exactly.
But like that said, investment is not there, you know.
Well, exactly. But as I said, we are professors in all industries, and it's sad that the government hasn't opened up their eyes, their heart, their minds in regard to the conversation that need to be had. As Victor Stephenson, you as a co-founder of Forest Sticks Alliance, how many on board as in committee members with the Forest Sticks Alliance, and how do you drive this vehicle, bro?
Yeah, well, we've got about... like in terms of our board, we've got about six people on the board. And we're only a young organisation.
Of course,
we've got almost 30 people employed now within their own country, and all, you know, we have 98% of that Indigenous employed. And the way that we run the programs and employment structures of Plastics is employing people in their own country,
yes,
to start building their own capacity within their own people, and and designed in a way that we're building knowledge and opportunities and partnerships as well to strengthen this into the future. And that's why the custodians of the country come about. It was about partnering with Landcare Australia. And, you know, we've also involved NALSMA and other organisations like the Aboriginal Carbon Fund and pulling everyone together to really, let's go to this next level. Let's try and get this federally supported. Let's move this into all regions that, you know, boost those regions and allow those communities to host an event like this to be able to help boost their own programs in the regions and to bring some pride back to the regions as well. So
and
I'm really happy
if you look at it. Nothing beats black on black when you've got a mob working on their own country. That is the best ingredient to looking after country, is it not?
That's right, you know, and that's the memory of the landscape too. The country remembers people looking after it for thousands of years.
Yes.
Putting the right people back is a really important part of that country responding the right way and doing it as close as possible to how people manage that land by walking through gently and no stress and looking after it with the fire, looking after it without the fire as well, and the way that the plants were used and the connection and understanding how our responsibilities as people and custodians of landscapes, you know, that's really important to, you know, the extinction of animals, to improving, you know, our landscapes, and also bringing innovation as well into changing agriculture and, you know, the way that where we build our houses. I mean, you know, there's a lot that traditional knowledge has to offer, and, you know, and in this world today, in this day and age, you know, they haven't even started to tap into the opportunity.
Exactly. Yeah. And new National First Nations Initiative, this conference happening on the 25th of August later this year, I believe at Japagai, at Smithfield Japagai building here. Fantastic. But it's open also to, you could say farmers and people living on the land, you know, to learn how to look after their land, so to speak, and get it from the professors of the land, the traditional owners, brother.
That's right. You know, like, as always, you know, Indigenous culture is sharing and caring. And, you know, and when it comes to the Indigenous perspective, we always want to involve everybody, and we care about everybody, and it's not the other way around where we leave people out. And so we have programs that are happening in different parts of the country that are on the endangered animal program, Indigenous-led, and, you know, Indigenous knowledge and agriculture. We're working with farmers in the north here and improving the way that they do their livelihoods instead of destroying land and, you know, and using fire techniques without using bulldozers to knock down trees. And all sorts of great outcomes are coming out of involving Indigenous knowledge. And we want to show that leadership from Indigenous peoples in the forefront and how that benefits the mainstream sector. And that's one of my, you know, biggest goals around this knowledge and around everything, is to really demonstrate that value in main sectors and how Aboriginal knowledge can be credited for steering agriculture and better solutions into the future that, you know, create better opportunities for our communities and young people. And like I said, not just in land management, but cooking and health programs, education, you know,
all the above, exactly.
You know, all these things, you know.
And looking after our waterways as well, when we talk about our creeks and our dams. You know?
That's right. Yeah, let's open everything up. And, you know, and you know, the reason I'm thinking this way is because, you know, you just look at fire, what it's done in the last few years, you know, in this nation. It has actually spearheaded Indigenous knowledge into the main arena.
Yeah.
And we're starting to see non-Indigenous people actually started to listen to Aboriginal people.
Brother, our ancestors are working on the other side, brother.
Yeah, so let's be ahead the rest of it now, and the fire's led the way, so let's open the rest of it up and create more opportunities for everybody, you know, and I think that's what we need to do, you know, action and get on with, you know, paving the way for the next generation.
Exactly. Brother, this is a deadly yarning circle, and hats off to Landcare Australia for launching it. It's a great platform, a great yarn. It should be an annual event, but let's start with this, the 25th of August, happening this year. For people who'd like to attend, how do they go about it, brother?
Well, just go to the Landcare website or Plastix website. Very soon there will be ticket sales will be open.
Yes.
And the program will be available for people to see. Which is going to be an incredible diversity program. And if you can't get to the actual event, then it will be online as well. But, you know, I really want to say that that we're getting the communities all through this area to host the event. And there's even going to be a field trip day where they go to Mossman, Devon, the Walker Brothers on the beach.
Yes.
There will be another 100 Centre Mana Mana doing burning, out to the reef with some of the mob doing Indigenous knowledge on reef. And, you know, even out to Mullingopi to do tourism workshops and really showcase and give the region a chance to showcase nationally on how deadly we are up in the north here.
True that, brother.
And, just, and how Indigenous knowledge is paving the way for innovation, you know, and
brother,
opportunity.
The fire sticks are alive in the 21st century, too deadly. Thank you for your yarn, my brother. We'll be in touch. I'll probably talk to you closer to the event. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and we'll yarn soon, Victor.
You there?
Yeah, brother, yeah.
Chopper?
Yeah, too deadly. That's Victor Stepherson, co-founder of Fire Sticks Alliance. He's one of the speakers at the Landcare Australia launching the inaugural National Custodians of Country Conference, bringing together traditional owners, First Nations land and sea managers from across Australia, and the new National First Nation Landcare Working Group. So, look, fantastic. A date claimer, 25th of August, UMOB, happening here in Cairns at the Jopakai office building. At the base of the Coranda Range there, next door to the Skyrol cable car park. So there it is, your mob. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.